Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, so Evan is looking for a second date update with a woman named Olivia, and he's going to take us through it. Hi, Evan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate your help with this.
Happy to help. What's going on?
I met Olivia on Tinder, and both of us were totally looking for a hookup, and then we never had sex.
How'd that happen?
It's a story, but I'm wondering if that's not the problem now.
So you went into it with the intention of hooking up, but?
The date went so well that we ended up not having sex.
Ah.
I know that sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
There are some that would argue.
But I understand what he's saying here. Like, they went into it just wanting to hook up, but then they realized that they liked each other, so then they didn't hook up.
They didn't want to, like, maybe
ruin it with sex.
So walk us through it. What made it so great?
You know, we met up at the Oak for the Bengals game, and I'm a long-suffering Bengals fan, and let's face it, it helps to be drunk when you're watching the Bengals,
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
And look, I love Joe. I'm excited about where they're going. But Joe needs some help. They've got to get some tools around him in an offensive line. But that's we drank a lot, and we were having a really good time. Olivia is adorable. I mean, she's cute and funny and really easy to be with, and that's the thing. We were having just such a good time, and I was just enjoying being around her, that we drank a lot. And, you know, afterwards, we went back to her place, and we stayed up really late and just ended up passing out without much action.
Okay. Gotcha.
We kissed and stuff, but no sex. And
yeah.
Honestly, I was too tired and had a lot of whiskey. So, you know, don't know that anything was going to happen anyway.
The performance would have been lower on the...
It probably wouldn't have been my best showing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you feel like you let her down by not trying?
I think that might be part of the problem. But, like, as great as everything went, I figured I'd see her again. I mean, I stayed over. We snuggled all night. That's a good sign, right?
Not for me.
Well, she didn't kick me out after she...
No, I know. I'm just being facetious.
And when I left, big hug. Big kiss. It felt amazing. And I texted her within a couple of hours. And then again later the same day, which I know maybe you're supposed to wait a few days, but like I don't like playing games. And
right.
I figured, you know, I mean, it was, this wasn't a date. This wasn't just like a Tinder date. It became like a date, like somebody you want to be with, right?
Felt like something more to you.
And then again, you know, like, she hadn't done anything. She won't text me back. I mean, like, I even texted her and asked if I did something wrong, but nothing. Just like crickets.
Yeah.
I'm super bummed.
That is weird. Something had to happen.
You don't think she's involved with anyone, do you? Like, you didn't see any evidence.
There weren't pictures of other dudes in her apartment. There wasn't, like, an extra toothbrush. I mean, I didn't snoop around, but I didn't see any signs of somebody else living there.
Right.
So, I have gone and checked out her social media, not like crazy, just looking, and there's no evidence of there being a boyfriend or, you know, something like that.
Okay. What about you guys?
I don't know. I'm feeling something happened. I'm wondering if he's like a sleep talker or I don't know. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, she just wouldn't stop talking in her sleep or something.
But
I don't
know.
She was
so affectionate when he left, though. That's the thing.
I snore a little bit, but I don't think I talked in my sleep.
Maybe he was a big snorer. Like he just said, he snores a little bit. My boyfriend is a big snorer when he's drunk. Oh.
Don't you wish you knew that 5 years ago?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll go to the other room, which is okay, but still.
Well, let's take a break here then, Evan. We're going to call Olivia when we come back, see if she'll talk to us. And find out what she thought of you and her date with you, her evening, her hookup, whatever we call it. Lack of a hookup. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so when Evan and Olivia met, the intention was to hook up, but they didn't hook up. because they had such a great time with each other and seemed to bond. Said hookup never happened. Plus, they drank a lot. So Evan wasn't really up to the challenge that evening.
Correct.
Which is not necessarily a failure on his part, because he said they had a lovely day together. They watched the Bengals game at the Oak, but they drank a lot, went back to her place with the intention of hooking up, but it never happened. That said, it was a very affectionate departure. Big hug, a kiss. You felt like you guys were cool.
Yeah, when I left, I felt like I'll definitely see her again, like maybe that night or in a couple of days, and I can't get any response.
Well, let's call Olivia and see what's happened to her. She's gone radio silent. Evan wants to know why.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Olivia, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Olivia, it's Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. How are you this morning?
Is this a second date update?
You listen to the show.
Of course I do.
You got a few minutes?
I do. I mean,
have you been dating?
That's why I'm a little confused, because technically I haven't really been out on any dates lately. So-called dates.
Right.
So,
have you been avoiding anyone special?
I mean, if you're talking about the dude that totally friend-zoned in me.
Somebody friend-zoned you? Who was that?
Evan.
You're saying Evan, our Evan, friend-zoned you?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I could tell, he wanted, I mean, no more than just, like, a nice friendship, which, you know, I was looking for a little more than that, at least a hookup.
Okay. Oh. All right. I see the misunderstanding here, because we did hear from Evan, and Evan said you guys had this great time at the Oak watching the Bengals game. He said you were adorable and that you both went back to your place with the intention of hooking up, but that you two had also had a lot to drink, so he concedes that nothing happened, or at least that didn't happen. But he also felt, to your credit, that there was potential here for something more substantive than just a hookup. So that doesn't sound like a friend zone to me.
I mean, like, no doubt we had a great date. I planned it all out. You know, we watched the game. We partied. Yeah, we drank a lot, but we were having fun. We went to my house. And I was, like, totally trying to get him in bed, and he just wasn't having it. You know, I was totally working it, and he just passed out on me. So I just figured it was, like, you know, whatever. He wasn't feeling it.
No.
I mean, the next morning, like, I got a little kiss on the lips, and he left. So I was like, okay, friend kiss, bye, whatever.
It's so funny that the perspectives here are so different.
Yeah.
I mean, your events match up, you know, what happened matches up, but your whole perspective is so different from Evan's. Let's bring Evan into the conversation, because, Olivia, if you listen to Second Date Update, you know he's on the phone with us right now.
Yeah, I can't believe you thought that way. Like, no way. I think you're super cool, and yeah, like, I totally want to see you, like, date, not friends. Like, I really, really like you.
Oh, wow. I mean, well, this is good news, actually.
I was just going to ask you, are you happy to hear this, Olivia?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I just totally thought it was, like, not going to happen, so I just figured cut and run and, like, you know.
Move on.
Yeah, but Evan, I just want to make sure, can you stay awake long enough next time to see us?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. No drinking, Evan.
I'll stay away from whiskey, and I'll make it a point to stay awake.
Oh. They're cute. I like this. I kind of feel this.
Yeah, me too. And listen, since you guys both agree to hook up for a set or get together or whatever, hook up, your choice, we'll pay for it. We'll treat you guys to dinner. Watch the alcohol intake.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we were able to work this out. We don't get all that many of these. And since Evan called us, we'll set this up with him. But Olivia, thank you for taking the call, for coming on Second Date Update. You'll be hearing from Evan soon.
Of course. This is awesome.
All right, Evan, you hang on. Thanks for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
All right. If you need our help with a Second Date Update, just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.